King County officials are calling on the Sheriff's Department to improve its crisis and use of force protocols. The County Council passed the measure Monday, requesting updates to both policies and training. More from KUOW's Paige Browning.
The King County Council measure asks that all deputies be trained in de-escalation and in dealing with crisis scenarios. Councilmember Joe McDermott sponsored the legislation.
This motion addresses the tragic circumstances we've seen too often when law enforcement encounters people in crisis in our community.
The county already set aside $400,000 for crisis training, but Sheriff John Urquhart has said that's not enough. Now, the council is asking Urquhart what it will take to get all officers trained. McDermott says after fatal officer shootings in the past year, this is a council priority.
But we had the incident on the Muckleshoot Reservation, and then in June we had Tommy Lay shot and killed in Burien. And those are just two examples of people in crisis encountering law enforcement.
Muckleshoot member Renee Davis was fatally shot by deputies last year, and there's an ongoing inquest into the shooting. In June, a deputy fatally shot Tommy Lay, and his family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit. Sheriff Urquhart says he, too, wants deputies to have 40 hours of crisis training and implicit bias training. A sheriff spokesperson says they're pleased with the motion. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.